To head out to DeKalb, joined by NIU head coach Thomas Hammack. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, first I want to say happy birthday, Ken.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. That caught me by surprise, and I appreciate that. Happy Labor Day to you. Congratulations on your first victory as head coach of the NIU Huskies program. After looking at the film, talk about Saturday's victory by your Huskies.
You know, I just really like the fight of our team. You know, going into the week, we expected it to be a four-quarter game. That's exactly what we got. Our players did not flinch. They stayed in the moment. They handled the adversity. They handled the pressure. They did all the things that we talked about in training camp that we wanted to make sure we excel at. And for us, as a coaching staff, it was our first time as a new head coach, 10 new coaches, first time we've ever coached together. And I think we handled the situation well. We do game plan meetings on Friday. We talked about some of the decisions that happened during the game, and I think, you know, there's a lot that we can learn from and a lot that we'll grow from this first game.
Get a reminder for our writers on the call. Please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Hammack and all of our coaches throughout today's call. Let's go to our first question for Coach Hammack.
We have a first question from Kurt Kragtoe. Your line's open.
Thomas, you worked with Utah offensive coordinator Andy Ludwig at Wisconsin. What are your takeaways from that experience?
You know, I really learned a lot from Andy Ludwig. His attention to detail, the way he builds an offense. You know, I was watching Utah this morning, and obviously it's a much different offense than we ran at Wisconsin, but a lot of the same details. You know, he believes in the running game being a softening process, and I'm sure that they're going to try to be physical up front, and they got an excellent back at number two, Moss, and it's going to be a very, very challenging game for us.
And in terms of that, does some of the things Andy's doing with Moss remind you of White and Gordon at Wisconsin?
You know, Moss is an excellent running back. He reminds me of those guys in terms of talent. I think with their style of play and the quarterback that they have now is a lot different. You know, they have a quarterback that can create problems with his legs. And so we definitely going to have to defend. It's easy this week. They get number one and number two. So those are the two guys that we definitely got to make sure we try to gang tackle on.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Casey Kumpel. Your line's open.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Going good, Casey. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Before I ask a question, I want to extend a happy birthday out to Ken Mather as well. Also, Tom, you're heading out to Utah. And what's it like going from Illinois to all the way across the country? How are you going to get your players ready for the time zone change?
You know, I think we got an excellent schedule plan when we're leaving, trying to get there with enough time that we can get adjusted. The thing I'm more concerned about is planning the altitude more than the time zone change. You know, for our clock, it's going to be a later game. So going from east to west is not as bad. I learned that in NFL. It's bad going from west to east. That really affects you. So our body clocks would be good, but we got to make sure we have a great plan for hydration with the elevation.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Tom, looking back to the victory against Illinois State, obviously one score game late in the contest. Late fourth quarter, and the play by Jalen McKee to make the interception and return it for a touchdown. Just talk about young players making impact plays at meaningful times in games.
Yeah, I think that's important. I think Jalen was a guy that played a little bit at the second half of last season. He's really made a jump from spring ball to now. I mean, he's playing like a guy that's a junior instead of a sophomore. So we're really excited about his development and growth. But most importantly on that play, Cal Pugh did an excellent job coming down the middle to put pressure on the quarterback, which caused the errant throw. So, you know, all those things involved allows our defense to play and have a chance to make plays. And one thing we talk about as a defense are, you know, tips and overthrows. and the defense understand we got to get those.
Offensively, the combination of quarterback Ross Bowers connecting with wide receiver Tyrese Ritchie and those big plays, the two touchdowns. Talk about looking at film and what you saw from this connection between Bowers to Ritchie.
You know, they've created a great chemistry in a short amount of time. You know, Ritchie was here this spring and making plays, big plays in the spring, and for him to build that rapport with Bowers in the time that they did it through summer workouts and summer throwing sessions and training camp, I think they was on the same page and locked in. And, hopefully we can expect a lot more of those plays in the future.
Well, Thomas, congratulations on your victory. We'll let you get back to preparation for a road trip to Utah. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we will talk to you again next Monday morning.
Appreciate it, Ken.
Thank you, Thomas. Again, for NIU, coming off a 24-10 victory over Illinois State. Again, in the contest, to cornerback Jalen McKee, a key interception return for 32 yards with 2:31 to play to turn a 17-10 lead into a 24-10 final. Again, also offensively, new quarterback Ross Bowers in that contest, connecting with Tyrese Ritchie, wide receiver who had three receptions for 102 yards and two touchdowns in that contest. Again, for Bowers, the new starting quarterback and a transfer from California. For NIU, they'll be on the road at Utah. Again, this coming Saturday, September 7th, that game at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central, and that game available on the Pac-12 Network.